USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Pomp, circumstance, and presidential priorities laid out last night, and here's correspondent Robin Walensky.
During his State of the Union speech on Capitol Hill, President Trump calling the situation at our southern border a crisis. The president calling on Republicans and Democrats to work together to come up with a compromise plan to fund finishing the border wall.
Congress has 10 days left to pass a bill that will fund our government, protect our homeland, and secure our very dangerous southern border.
President Trump also saying,
if I had not been elected President of the United States, we would right now, in my opinion, be in a major war with North Korea.
Instead announcing that a second summit with North Korea's leader will be February 27th and 28th in Vietnam. And this is USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
The Democratic response to President Trump's State of the Union address was delivered by Stacey Abrams, who recently lost an election for Georgia governor. She said in her remarks that she remains upset at allegations of voter suppression, and she called the recent partial government shutdown a big political stunt.
Engineered by the President of the United States, one that defied every tenet of fairness and abandoned not just our people, but our values.
Abrams also said that while she disagrees with the President's opinions and policies on many occasions, as President, she does not want to see him fail. Authorities in Florida say their investigation has reached a conclusion that the death of a TSA agent at Orlando International Airport in Florida on Saturday was a suicide. The man jumped off a balcony at the Hyatt Hotel, and he did so right near a security checkpoint at the airport. They say he did it because of stress from the recent shutdown. And this is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The governor of New Mexico is withdrawing National Guard troops from the state's southern border. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham saying yesterday she rejects President Trump's contention that there's an overwhelming national security crisis at New Mexico's southern border and said the area is home to some of the safest communities in the nation. She also announced that she'll be sending more humanitarian aid to the border where migrants and asylum seekers continue to appear. The jury in the trial of Joaquin El Chapo Guzman will be back for a third day of deliberations. That is, in Brooklyn, New York today. Jurors in the federal trial of the alleged Mexican drug lord concluding their second day of deliberations yesterday without reaching a verdict. The jury heard about 200 hours of testimony from over 55 witnesses during a 2.5-month-long trial. Guzman's lawyers argue the real cartel boss is another man who, they say, bribed the Mexican government to frame Guzman, who faces life in prison if convicted. And Major League Baseball is responding to the controversy surrounding the patriarch of the family that owns the Chicago Cubs. A published series of emails shows Joe Ricketts sharing and endorsing racist and Islamophobic jokes. MLB releasing a statement saying the content's extremely offensive and at odds with the game's values and principles. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.